from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I have a big concern that the Astros are kind of running out of answers here. Hopefully they get Verlander back. We'll hear from Justin Verlander in just a second. One thing we did not note earlier, Seth, and I don't know if this raises your concern level about Kyle Tucker. Oh. It raises mine a little bit. He's not even with the team on this trip. He's not even traveling with them right now.
I'm as pessimistic as you could be about Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
I think that, honestly, if it is indeed compartment syndrome, basically where you just got swelling in your lower leg and it seizes everything up, it can be a real SOB to try to figure out. And it feels like right now, at this point, they're dealing with something that they can't figure out. It's not that the doctors are idiots or anything like that. It's one of those medical conditions that sometimes just takes a long time to resolve. And the fact that he's still hobbled in some regard, I don't know what has to change for him to come back from it.
The worst part about not having Kyle Tucker is not having Kyle Tucker, the baseball player. The second worst part about Kyle Tucker being out this long are the stupid conspiracy theories that he somehow staying out this long because of
a pending contract.
He's somehow withholding his services to demonstrate to the team just how valuable he is, as if they don't
know
already
that was
know.
A conspiracy theory.
It's out there, man.
I would give you the advice that I give to Simone Biles, which is like, just stay off social media. You don't have to let these people ruin your lives. You know, there's nothing you can say that will stop their from being a-holes on social media.
That's fair.
So,
I think the difference with me and Simone is she's letting it affect her mood personally. Like, while I seemed agitated right there, I do like the conspiracy theorists in terms providing a little bit of content for the show. You know, like, I'm okay with that part. Yeah.
So do I think that Kyle Tucker is somehow using this as some kind of leverage in a contract negotiation? There's 0% of me that feels that way.
Same.
I don't. One of his best strengths as a player and as a future free agent, which he'll almost certainly be at some point, is his durability. This is a guy, like Kyle, what part of Kyle Tucker has ever struck you as a guy as like, oh, the vicious negotiator that will do anything it takes to get his way? That doesn't seem like Kyle Tucker.
No.
He's just a guy that goes out and doesn't miss baseball games typically.
If I had to predict, especially if Tucker misses the rest of the season, and I know it's not his fault, like he fouled a ball off his shin. You know what I mean? Like, this is not the next in a long line.
Better bat control, it would have been a home run. So, yeah.
But what I was going to say was I think Kyle Tucker's unavailability, especially if it lingers through the rest of the season, I think for a guy who's been through arbitration a couple times now with the team and it's gotten ugly each time, I think this could be, given the fact that this is his last arbitration year, which, look, Kyle Tucker was on track to be an MVP candidate this year, which means in arbitration, he was probably going to make somewhere in conservatively in the last year of arbitration, like the mid-20s somewhere? Like Shohei Ohtani, in his last year of arbitration with the Angels, made like 31 or 32 million bucks. So adjust for inflation, adjust for the fact that Kyle Tucker's not Shohei Ohtani, but he's in that MVP neighborhood. And he was probably, like, in arbitration set to make somewhere in the mid-20s. I cannot wait. Let's get through the rest of the season. But once that part of the calendar rolls around, I'm super intrigued by what the offer from the Astros is going to look like versus what Kyle Tucker's camp thinks he is worth if he misses. I mean, he's already missed a ton of time. But if he misses so much time to where he can't play in the postseason, or if they even don't, if they don't make the postseason, all of those
things. I'd say they'd be... I don't know, you know, in arbitration, you never want to, you always got to, it's an interesting one, because I don't think it'll hurt his actual arbitration number at all. They don't, they usually in arbitration, they look at a player that's been resilient, like they'll take his high watermark.
Yeah. I agree with you.
So
I don't think
they'll bother with a low ball.
You don't think the Astros will?
I don't know.
That's what I'm with you. You and I are simpatico on the value of Kyle Tucker and what he should be worth. I'm not saying I'm anxious to see what the Astros offer him.
But if they lowball it, then they're just basically saying like, oh well, okay, we're gonna get screwed by the arbitration anyway. So I don't know. They have to play that game. It's like I don't think they think that Kyle Tucker will jump to agree to a lowball offer because he's seen baseball mortality.
Yeah, no. Again, arbitration is the Astros present a number to the arbiter,
right,
and Kyle Tucker does, right. I'm just saying I'm anxious to see, like, Kyle Tucker's not going to take a lowball offer is my point.
Right.
The Astros have some financial distress going on with all these dead money contracts they've got. That's my point.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see. Justin Verlander has had a good week. He threw on Sunday. And he said he's back. He's starting to get back into a normal starter's routine.
I mean, I think we're on like a 5-6 day routine now, just kind of almost like spring training. Just, you know, going, getting into my routine, trying to build up the pitch count and build up the up and down so that I can, you know, go out in the game and cover some innings.
You know, in that interview on Fox during the game on Saturday, he said they asked him about, like, you know, if you had to make some adjustments based on your age as to how your body recovers and everything. And he said he acted like, no, none of that. Nope, no. And yet at the same time, like, all right, yeah, but you're injured all the time and it's taken you a long time to come back. I feel like, yes, it is affecting you. Your age is, you're feeling it right now by virtue of the very fact that you're doing a dugout interview during a game. It's affecting you. You're old.
And this isn't the first injury this season either. Like, he didn't start the season. Like, he's multiple injuries.
His body is not responding the way that it used to.
Yeah.
One injury begets another injury begets another injury. And
truth hurts sometimes, man. The truth hurts.
Yeah. But I'm the least... Actually, I'm not agitated by either him or Luis Garcia, just because I still look at them like found money. I put them off. You know, it's like if you just ignore some retirement account there and you almost forget about it, and then you remember like, oh yeah, I got that coming to me someday.
Yeah.
That's how I've looked at both of those guys. And it would be nice if it was sooner rather than later, because we're running out of time here, but I'm not agitated with their situation.
I guess the issue with Verlander would be, well, let's play one more from Verlander. He said he's going to need some rehab starts.
You want to get back into the game as quick as possible and help the big league team, but you know, you also don't want to go out there and hamstring anybody and only be able to go, you know, 3 or 4 innings. So, I think we're looking probably two rehab starts. To, you know, I threw 37 today, you know, and I let it go pretty good. So, I count that as a start. And then, you know, if I go two more rehab starts, get my pitch count up to, you know, where I can throw in a big league game, you know, around 75 or 80, I think that's enough.
Okay, he got up to 94 on the gun in this last session he threw. I guess my question would be, Seth, do you wish they hadn't made the Verlander trade last year? That would be my question. Like, you know?
No, because he's not. I think he's still one of your best options. As long as the Mariners keep helping the Astros out, then, and you either win the division or make the wild card, he's one of your best options to actually have a successful playoff.
Yes.
Run. And his salary is not as bad as Jose Abreu's salary. It's not as bad as Lance McCullers' salary. Like, the Mets are paying half his salary, so it hasn't been a drain on – it's not the Justin Verlander contract that's keeping you from making other moves. So that part of it is easy for me to swallow.
Yeah, I'm still cool with it. Neither of the prospects they sent over in that deal are tearing it up for the Mets right now. Yeah. And neither of those guys would be theoretically helping you win in 2024. I'm with you. Like, if Verlander comes back in the middle of August, or probably late August now, if he's got to do two rehab starts, and he's a prominent part of a rotation that gets you into the postseason, then adding to what he did last year when you got him at the end of the year, I think the trade's a success.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
A little bit like what the Patriots and the Steelers have been good at over the years, which is one of their primetime marquee players leaves in free agency, is a disappointment for another team, and then comes back having already gotten paid, but comes back at a discounted rate. So yeah. You almost get the benefit of playing hardball with him without the hurt feelings. And I think that's what you get with Verlander. It's like, yeah, he's damaged goods in a lot of ways, but when healthy, he's still very, very good, and you're only paying half his salary. It's not bad.
And he's a high-level player. Where does Aledmys Diaz fall on the names coming back into the Astros right now?
He's still there, isn't he? Yeah.
Chandler Rome brought up some good points in his article about last night's game. Like, it's kind of depressing. Like, he listed, and then this is kind of like my theme coming into the segment, like, I don't know what the answers are for this team right now. They're completely grab-bagging. Like, bringing Aledmys Diaz in as some sort of utility guy to help, like, he's not good anymore. Like, Dana Brown's openly talking about calling up guys who've barely played any minor league baseball, you know?
You know, you're keenly aware of the usage when it comes to pitchers, and we know that the Astros have three relievers who are in the top 10 of innings pitched. They've got three position players who are like in the top 25 for innings played. It's basically their whole infield. Bregman, Pena, and Altuve.
Yep.
And it's not like I feel like any of those guys have desperately needed the load management or anything, but it's an indication that, man, they would have load managed Bregman more and Altuve more if they just flat out had options. But they don't have the options.
They don't.
And some of the play that you're seeing in the outfield right now, and I mean, just having to rely on Pedro Leon or whomever else, it's just dicey.
Yeah.
It's really, really dicey.
Yeah, but that's where Dana Brown is right now. Like, Trey Cabbage stinks. Chaz has been bad this year. Jake Myers has kind of turned back into the Jake Myers of old. Like, he's not hitting nearly to what he was back in May. And they've got no options. And Mauricio Dubon's been awful lately. He's 4 for his last 45. So the options, especially now that the trade deadline is done, is, okay, let's bring up Pedro Leon. Jonathan Singleton looks like he needs a break at first base. So what are your options? I don't know. I guess we bring up Shea Whitcomb, who was Rule 5 eligible last year. Like, anybody could have just stolen him from the Astros organization last year, and they didn't. Or Zach DiCenzo, who is a third baseman who's getting reps at first base? Like, it's, they're running out of answers right now.
And I'll tell you what, though, it's just emotionally, that game last night, which would have been an awesome, it would have been fun. Would have been fun if the Astros had pulled that out. But they've got the bases loaded three times in the last four innings.
Yeah.
You come up with one run out of it, but it was a dribbler by Peña. This is just, it's maddening. You brought up, you were being driven insane about it yesterday morning. And then the baseball god smote you even harder by giving you that, like, so many opportunities to just all but end the game in the top of an inning. But you've got the bases loaded in an extra innings game all those times. And my God.
Yep. It was rough, man. It's rough. Hopefully they get it back tonight. We'll see. Okay. I finally watched Hard Knocks offseason, the Giants Hard Knocks. And there was a moment in there that got me super excited about Nick Caserio and the Houston Texans. We will tell you what that is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.